The town of the Blue Mountains, TBM, has drafted a bylaw that will temporarily reduce speed limits on three roads for the rest of the year. The roads to be affected are as follows. A reduction from 50 km per hour to 40 km per hour on Lansdowne Street South, between Arthur Street West and Alice Street West. A reduction from 50 km per hour to 40 km per hour on West Ridge Drive, between Laura Bay Drive and 39th Side Road. A reduction from 80 km per hour to 50 km per hour on 10th Line, between 6th Side Road and 9th Side Road, stemming from discussions that began in summer 2021 and carried into the fall. Council endorsed the proposed interim bylaw at a committee of the whole meeting January 19, though it will still need to be ratified at a future council meeting before coming into effect. The interim speed limit changes have been brought forth largely due to concerns about increased traffic volumes. When council expressed interest in permanently closing a hazardous section of Beaver Street South in September 2021, residents demonstrated concern that increased traffic would be forced onto Lansdowne Street South, which ultimately prompted the speed limit reduction. Due to its outdoor recreation opportunities, 10th Line has seen increased pedestrian and vehicular activity, causing worry about the road safety. "There's a huge amount of pedestrian traffic there in the summer months," said Councillor Rob Sampson in November 2021. "There's been a lot more activity in that area, mainly because of the outdoor recreational trails, Metcalf, etc.," said Director of Operations Sean Carey. "So there's been an increase in volume, or perception of that, and then a perception of speeding in the area as well. So there was a council resolution directing staff to put a change in the speed limit in that sections, specific section of road from an 80 to a 50. Although the town's roadways will be subject to a comprehensive speed limit review through its in-progress transportation master plan, council directed staff to explore options for reducing the speed limit on a temporary basis for the roads in question. The idea is that we would put these speed limit changes in as an interim measure until we get the recommendations on speed with the comprehensive speed limit review through the transportation master plan," Carey said. "At that time, we would bring forward a comprehensive, consolidated revised bylaw that would implement the recommendations of that comprehensive speed limit review, when it's finalized. The comprehensive speed limit review will be brought forward to council with the intent of repealing and replacing all existing speed bylaws with a single, consolidated bylaw. The town's transportation master plan is slated for completion by summer 2022.